It's 8 o'clock and all is well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the February HeartShare meeting. This HeartShare class sponsored by the Heart Center. My name is Barbara Gabbert and I live in Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is up in northeast corner of Texas. Texas is very huge. It's about the size of the country of India. And we're about halfway between Dallas and Texarkana out in cow country. So we're out in the wilds of Texas, literally. My husband Philip is on the AV here, manning everything. And we have a great program tonight. We have a wonderful heart stream by the master called Ray Light, who embodies the fearlessness flame, and we're going to learn about that tonight. So our host tonight is going to be Maria Ramirez from Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm going to turn it over to her now, and she will begin the program. And when it's time for you to answer a question, or if you have comments, press star 6 to unmute. Philip's got everyone muted now to minimize background noise. And then after you're finished speaking, then press star 6 to mute yourself again. So, take it away, Maria.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, tonight we are honored to hear from our beloved Ray of Light, who come to bless us with the infinite light of God. And Barbara just told you about joining us at the end of the class in about an hour and a half or 75 minutes. Please stay to find out what happens in our community and how you can benefit. Ask questions, share insights and experiences that you have had. Give us prayers requests for self, family, as well as for friends. Or join us in prayers. I'm going to begin with saying our mission and vision. And I will read our mission and vision statement to you now and see if it feels like something that you will enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities. Enjoy harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now we're going to read a prayer that was sent in by snail mail. And I hope everybody has it so you could join me in reading this prayer as we start our services tonight. Okay, all together now. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved ray of light, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing out to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and the desire to obey God. Amen. Now we are going to sing a song that's also in the same page of our prayer. And Philip is going to start this song for us.
Sacred show. ball of light. Now invisible to all but your angels bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, so no one may see. Cosmic secret service work that I do for thee. Cyclopean's vision now blazes through my eyes. As you wrap me in this fire, heaven's great disguise. Michael's legions come right now, saving sentient ones. Blaze your sacred swords of blue round your daughter's sons. Seal me in your holy grace, let me walk in truth. Wield the cosmic forces right, rescuing the youth. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shield of light. Now invincible and free, in your presence thrive. Me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shawl of light. Now invisible to all, like your angels bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, so no one may see. Cosmic secret service work that I do for thee. Cyclopean's vision now blazes through my eyes. As you wrap me in this fire, heaven's red disguise. Michael's legions come right now, saving sentient ones. Blaze your sacred swords of
blue. I'm sorry, I'm really having a hard time hearing the song.
Forces right, rescuing the youth. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, and save the shield of light. Now you've been so falling free, in your presence bright.
Thank you very much. That song was called The Cloak of Invisibility, and it is from Decree Number 50.004 in our Heart Center Decree Book. You can find all the Heart Center Decrees on the webpage, the main Heart Center website, heartscenter.org. If you hold your cursor over the word broadcast there on the home page, there's a place to click for prayers and songs, and they're all listed there. The decrees are listed numerically, and the songs are listed alphabetically. So, let us continue now with the message from Beloved Ray O'Light. First, before we begin the heart stream, I'm going to answer one question, and it is, what is Raelite's preferred name, and what is his twin flame's name? And these are from Decree Number 50.037. It's in the preamble there, this information. And in that, it says that what Raelite prefers to call himself is the angel of divine courage and intrepid oneness with God. Which is kind of a long title and a bit hard to say. Raelite rolls off the tongue real easy. But that long phrase describes more specifically what he really does and what his flame embodies. And the word intrepid, I looked that up just to make sure. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word intrepid means resolute fearlessness, fortitude, and endurance. So, a lot of strength and power there. Wonderful. And then we need that fearlessness, especially in today's world with so many crazy and unexpected things going on all around us, it seems. And Raelite's twin flame, her name is Divinia, D-I-V-I-N-I-A, like divine, Divinia. So, Raelite and Divinia. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and hear the message from Raelite.
I am Raelite, and I come this morning to broadcast throughout the earth that ray of light that each son and daughter of God requires this morning to rise higher into the immaculate nature of their divine presence, into that sacred space of holy light wherein they feel their godhood. They feel connected. They feel the delivery from within them of the highest aspects of their own immaculate nature. Yes, blessed ones, when you are fearless, when you are resolved to be courageous in all things, there God appears within you to take hold of you and at times to shake you about and to awaken and quicken you into a higher reality of beingness in God. Are you available to the Divine One every day? Are you responsive to the inner impulses of light that flow from your presence through the crystal cord into your mind and heart, allowing you to partake of that which is pure, crystalline, and divine? If so, then you may enlist yourselves with my legions of fearlessness flame. These courageous angels of the sacred fire who go forth north, south, east, and west at the command of the Almighty to awaken mankind unto that which is pure, real, and divine. Blessed ones, it is a time to be fearless. Do you agree?
Yes.
What will it require of many more to awaken to this state of divine beingness, where no matter what is occurring in the world at large, they are invested primarily in their own reality as the only power that can act, their own divine presence as that which is pure and true and real within them. For you see, to be fearless, you must rise into God good. You must understand your nature. You must realize the truth of your own being. And this is why the fearlessness flame is that white ray tinged with green, for the truth is always a part of fearlessness. When you understand the truth, the way, and the life of the Christ within you, I can assure you that God, Him, Herself, will respond to every requirement of the hour, all the needs that you have in any moment to manifest that divinity within your life. Many let go of God.
And now we're going to have a question. What color is the fearlessness flame and why? Geraldine is going to answer this for us.
The fearlessness flame is a white flame of purity that is tinged with green. Green represents truth, and truth is always a component of fearlessness. Also, the white flame of hope is also an important component.
Thank you, Geraldine. That's a good point, the white flame of hope. Also, the white flame is purity. And the white flame has all the other colors within it, which is pretty amazing. Now, according to the human color spectrum, white has like no color, but it is really composed of all the colors together in the light spectrum. Pretty wonderful. Okay, we're going to go on with the heart stream now.
God. Well, dearest ones, they should instead let go and allow God to displace the human ego and that which is unreal. When you do this, I can assure you that I am there with my legions, encouraging you with that divine courage to be fearless in all things, to be, rather than not to be, who you are as a God self-realized one. The legions of fearlessness flame often stand on the peaks of the greatest mountains of this world, awaiting the call of the righteous upon earth to act on behalf of the Lord God. Yet many unknowing of the nature of these great legions of light, do not make the call. They think that there is hopelessness in various hours of their lives. Well, I can assure you, dearest ones, that hope is also a part of the dynamic of fearlessness, because where there is no hope, there is no response from heaven. When people let go of the opportunity to believe through faith that God can truly intercede in their lives, when there is hope, then fearlessness is just behind. And so hope often leads before my legions to deliver that pinpoint arrow of great God light that then dispels the darkness so that there can be fearlessness in all things. Therefore, I understand the dynamics where some, even in this hour, do not respond to the inner impulses of God within them, based on all that is transpiring in the world. Yet, dearest ones, it takes resolve of the few to then encourage the many to believe and have that faith, have that hope, and have that charity that will yield for them great results in their lives. Do you desire great results in your lives, dearest hearts?
Yes.
Well, the greatest result is God consciousness and solar awareness manifesting as a tangible reality in your life. When you can feel the dynamic of what this will mean for you to rise into that fearless state of God love, God power, and God wisdom in balance within your life, then you will feel your own Christ awareness. Then you will feel that divine reality resonating within your heart, blazing forth its glory and dispelling all darkness, all evil, all that is not true to the divine will, wisdom, and love. Yes, blessed hearts, the heart that is true, the mind that is sure, the soul that is rich in grace, and the will that is ensconced in God's holy will. Bring the initiate to that point of decision, often at the why, whether to move forward with ineluctable desire to be one with God, or to allow the not self to take hold fully of their life. Many of you have reached that why, and you have determined to be victorious by ascending in consciousness to commune with heaven and to allow all that is divine, full of grace and rich in spirit, to guide, direct, and impel your life forward in the divine embrace. Because you have done this, we have come. Many angels have served you, and you have often been saved from all manner of evils and dialectics of darkness. Yet now is the time, dearest ones, to be even more resolved, more courageous, more fearless, to drive home with the full, impeccable light of your presence through your conscious will to reach that apex of beingness where you can launch forth in the ascension energy spiral of victory. I see each of you as these courageous ones standing on the hillsides of the world, reaching up into your God presence and being fully resolved to do what is necessary to make your ascension. If you truly desire oneness with God, then you will ascend. Yet it will take the passing of many initiations and the resolution of many things to reach that point, that apex of being, blessed hearts. It will take that courage that moves you into the realm of light where the ascended masters abide, where the saints east and west have moved through their own courage to be one with their God presence and to reunite with all that is real. I say that you would not be here unless you were already somewhat courageous. Yet for some of you, it will take greater focus, greater concentration, greater God resolve to reach that state where you know that you know that you know that God lives within you in the fullness and in the brightness of that higher reality. So, precious hearts, study fearlessness as a flame, as a virtue, as a God reality. See how you can embrace courage and its innate ability to provide you the impetus to love with greater love, to be more joyous in your daily affairs, and to be healthy, wealthy, and wise as the God men and God women are who have risen to that state of God consciousness and true holy love.
And now Donna will answer, what must you embrace in order to rise to a state of God consciousness? Donna, go ahead.
Well, we must embrace courage to love with greater love and be joyous in our daily affairs, healthy, wealthy, and wise. God, men and God, women who have risen to the state of God consciousness, holy love, have God love, God power, and God wisdom in balance. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Yes, that's our threefold flame in the center of our hearts, those three qualities. Let's continue now with the heart stream.
At the core of fearlessness, I say love is the highest reality. For courage, as you know in the French, originates from the heart. So, blessed hearts, be heart-centered. Be hearty, men and women, meaty in that which is rich in love, rich in spirit, rich in the truth of your inner being. When you are heart men and women, yea, heart friends of God, I am there impelling you forward on your path of light to reach that state of beingness in God where you feel the inner purity of your mind, heart, will, soul, and vision. Oh, for vision, the people seek that truth, that light, that wisdom that will allow them to maintain that higher aspect of awareness that is required. And when they sustain that vision, they shall not perish. Yet what will it take to sustain that vision, dearest ones? Again, courage. So be fearless in all things. Intuit that which God speaks unto you every moment of how you can rise higher on this path of light, ascending a little bit more each day to perceive of your God nature as the only reality that can act in your life. When you are resolved to be godly, all the angels of heaven will encourage you and coax you higher, inspire you, and model for you that divine life that you seek to live within. All must have that high ideal, as the masters have said, in order to reach that state of perfection of the heart, mind, and will in balance to be the Christ, to be the Buddha, to be the Divine Mother in their lives. So choose to be Christ-like, heart-centered, pure, noble, and real. And then, dearest ones, the fearlessness flame will glow around you. Your soul will be ensconced within it. There will be nothing so unimaginably evil that can arise within your awareness or take hold of your life that would beset you in such a way that you would go to the nether worlds rather than to that sacred space prepared for you with the banquet feast of light that God has indeed set as that reality that you may live within if you choose. Choose the higher walk with God, with Enoch, and those who have gone before you to prepare your way, Melchizedek, Jesus, and many more. Allow the Holy Spirit its space within your life through stillness, through beingness, through meditation upon the God reality of your true self. For when the Holy Spirit vibrates within your heart, within your mind, within your will, then you are fearless in all things, knowing that no matter what comes your way, even those slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, you, centered in God, move forward into that light. In fact, you divide the way by your Christ consciousness. Do you know this, dearest hearts? You actually divide darkness by the Christ awareness that you manifest through the light that you bear in your bosom and in your soul.
And now Maria will answer, when will you be fearless in all things? Go ahead, Maria, star 6 to unmute.
Okay, I'm getting ready for that. Let me see.
Okay. We hear you, Maria. Go ahead and answer your question now.
Okay, I'm looking for my paper.
When will you be fearless in all things? When you find your notes?
Yes. And I really, you know, like I said, hello, it's me, the lady with uncertain questions. By that I mean I wasn't sure how to answer this simple question. For instance, the question was, when will you be fearless in all things? And I read, all things. Well, I read the decree, and I read the heart ring, mm-hmm. and I came up with a few answers. Okay. One of them was, when I have the courage to be in oneness with God, etc. That was a great answer. I found many, many beautiful answers. But it did not quite satisfy me because it wasn't so personalized. I could not find answers in Google or dictionary as I usually do. Mm-hmm. So I sat down and I meditated with real light in my heart. Before I knew it, I was entering the world in my birthday. And I said, what has this to do with this question and me being born? And the answer was courage. I think all of us are courageous. I was born on the last day of the year, on December 31st.
Oh, really?
And I did not even wait for the midwife. I said, hello, world, I am here. So that took courage. And as I began to see the development of my early years, because I meditated so strongly, I became aware that I was born with a fearlessness flame already in place. Wow. And I think we all have, because if it wasn't for that courageous flame, we wouldn't be here where we are today in this beautiful teachings of the Masters of the Great White Brotherhood, where we learn so much daily. and nearly. And the more you're in it, the more you learn. And the more courageous you have to be, because you have to make choices. I had to make a lot of choices. I was a little child that was fearless. And I lived in Puerto Rico, and at 12 o'clock when everybody finished their meal, they went to bed for 2 hours to take a siesta. That was not me. While everybody was in siesta, I was out walking up to the hills, climbing a tree, looking at the sea, meditating, doing things. And because I was courageous like that, I found faith. I found a church one day after I walked for miles, miles and miles. My little five-year-old, could you imagine? And I found the Church of Mother Mary, the Miraculous Virgin. And I sat there, and the service was in Latin. I didn't understand anything, but it felt so secure and so peaceful in there. And then later on in life, I found the teachings of the masters. And I had to make some choices because I was a Catholic, and a real strong Catholic. And I had to make choice about leaving that and something else that I didn't know nothing about. I even went to California. I got in a plane for so many hours. I did a lot of walking. I did a lot of searching. But I'm right now where I am. I feel in all the decisions that I have made in my life, I had to have that flame of ray of light within me. And I think all of us do have it too. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Maria. Wonderful.
All right.
So you couldn't wait for the new year. You had to come in on the 31st, huh? That's great. Well, we're glad you're here with us. Now we're going to go on with the heart stream.
So be that tip of the arrow and the spear, moving forward, always forward, always higher in that light of God glory. Do not compromise any longer in those little things that take you down and down and down again through a lack of God's self-awareness, self-respect, and knowingness of who you are as a son, a daughter of God. Realize that you were created in God's image and likeness, and what this means for you each day. If you can feel this reality as the truth of your being, then there is no compromising with the devil. Deified evil, again, you will stay resolved to be true to who you are. You will feel those impulses arising as required to give you your victory over every last vestige of your karma and to dispense with darkness at every point on your path. Yes, I say it with me. I dispense of darkness today. I dispense of darkness today. I dispense of darkness today. Let's say it again with the word with. I dispense with darkness today. I dispense with darkness today. I dispense with darkness today. This fiat brings a fearlessness flame and light into your reality. For having dispensed of darkness, there is only light before you, around you, within you. There is only God glory available to you now to be victorious in all things. Yes. Be a dispenser of evil. Be a dispenser of all that is non-godly. And because you have dispensed with it, then what now is suspended within your life? God, God, God. And we will not keep you in further suspense, dearest ones, about what can manifest in your life. You will know what you know to be true, that the only reality that can act is God. Say it with me. The only reality that can act is God. The only reality that can act is God. The only reality that can act is God. In my life and in every life, in those whom I love, and even those who heretofore yesterday I had considered enemies, no longer they are God friends, because God lives within them too, and God is real within them. I call it forth. I accept it. I am it. Amen. So, precious hearts, this ray is yours to claim and be each day. And when you know yourself as a ray of God, whatever that ray looks like, colorful or not, broad and quickened and awakened and clear or something else, you, knowing that you are a ray of God, can always rely on me to assist you in being that ray of joy, of love, of God power and faith.
Now we'll have Lenore will answer. Raolite says, you are a ray of God. So how do you see yourself? What did you come up with for this, Lenore?
Well, I had to go with what I've been working with for a while now, and that is seeing myself as my true self, which I see as a solar sun center. So my higher self is my I am presence as a blazing sun. And this is what I've been working with. And I see myself holding the balance of that light here where I am, where I live, and, you know, in this state, in this country and so forth. And sometimes even at night, you know, I look at the stars and I think of them as godly beings, you know, and they are being their essence. You know, forever, they're just there being that light. And I think, and I say sometimes, you know, you are a star in the heaven and I am a star in the earth. So I see myself this way. And yet listening to Raolite and all that he's bringing to us, that gives me another little bit or big thing to meditate upon. And that is, like Barbara was saying, about how the white light contains all the other colors. So all the rays are contained in this solar light, this whole solar sphere, who I am. So at any given point, I may decide to embody the ray of love or of faith, you know, or hope or joy or healing or any of them. So I can focus on that and attempt to emanate that light and be that light for whatever duration of, you know, little alchemy that's going on. And the thing that I love too with this is that Raolite says that we can always rely on him to assist us in being that ray. So I think that's very wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of friends upstairs, don't we? Wonderful. Now, many of us major on one particular ray or another, major and minor, and you know, we have particular gifts on certain qualities and whatever. So my particular focus in this lifetime anyway, are pink and green, so but that's just and my email is even Barbara the Pink, so you can, as an assignment to yourself, you can take some time in meditation and think about what particular qualities and rays that you identify with and that you feel best describe your particular divine self. So there's just a little tiny bit more of the heart stream, and then we'll have our closing of the program. Go ahead.
Thank you for being here this morning, for participating in this alchemy of bringing forth this heart stream, which many require. And so my angels will broadcast this message on the inner to every man, woman, and child evolving upon earth, so that they know the truth, the way, and the life, and that they too can be fearless moving forward in God to the great I am that I am that lives within them for their victory always. Thank you, my beloved friends.
Now, this heart stream was originally given on February 2nd, 2022, so just over a year ago. And anytime you want to listen to this again, you can go to the Heart Stream database on the Heart Center website and listen to it. You can just put in, when you get to the page where all the heart streams are, where the database is, you just type in Ray of Light and it will pull that up. And when you see February 2nd, 2022, you'll know that's the one. So you can click on that and listen to this heart stream again, which is very wonderful and has lots and lots of key ideas in it to help us work with our spiritual assignments. I really liked the two fiats that he gave us to say with him. I dispense with darkness today, and the only reality that can act is God. You know, I write down stuff like this on like index cards and like use them for a bookmark or have it on my desk or on the kitchen table where I sit and do my correspondence and whatever. And so it's at my fingertips when you need a little boost or you're thinking about something that's a little problematic or whatever. You've got something that you can pick up and plug in and just give a little fiat a few times, and that's a real better than coffee. But the fast fiat is something that has helped me my whole life, and I would recommend to you to try things like that to give you a boost and to give you keys to dealing with the issues that come your way daily. So we're now at the end of our program. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.